Okay. 1 Peter chapter 4. Integrity. This is the scripture I'm going to end with, and I want to tell you about something that someone was telling me about. Verse 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when His glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On your part He is on their part He is evil spoken of, but on your part He is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. We are not to be doing those other things. There is no excuse for our weaknesses. Because the problem is God has put everything to help us overcome them. Everything in His church. Doesn't mean He's taken the weaknesses away, but don't make excuses for them. Find the answer to accomplish His purpose. Don't be part of the world's core values. The church will fail if you think it's okay. If you think it's okay to watch certain things on TV that you know are taught against in the Scriptures, you are not part of the core, you're not thinking in the core value system. And you should be accountable. And that goes with any other thing we do in our lives. Why is that? Verse 17. For the time has come, the judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first begin at us, what shall be the end of them? What shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well doing as unto a faithful Creator. Guess what? The winds of change are here. Judgment is beginning at the house of God. I heard a guy, the chief of the Edmonton Fire Department in Alberta. He received the chief position in 2001, day before September 11th. The situation he got himself into is that the city of Edmonton Fire Department had chief after chief after chief. There was a core group of good firemen. People that cared about their jobs, that knew what they needed to do and what they wanted to do. And this core group, a bunch of the captains got together and signed a petition and sent it to the city council and said, the upper management aren't letting us get the job done. So the city council fired them all. Are you expendable? Do you think that if you're not doing your function in the body that you can never get out? That same core group got together and threw all the union members out that were opposed to the right changes in order to make the organization do what it was designed to do. There is still a core group. There's a core in the Church of Christ that wants to be counted, that wants to stand and be part of the church and be there on that glorious day when the Lord returns to accept His bride. Are you there? As I considered this, I was filled with fear. As an apostle, do you think the Lord can't replace me? You think I have a right to go do whatever I want to do and forget the goal and that He won't replace me? Oh, the great fear I have is that He will. That I'll get lazy and He'll say, "Pat it, Joel. You're not sending them the right direction because you haven't bought into the vision and you can't see the picture and you don't know how to get them there and you're not even trying to figure out how." Every last one of these things go together. They work together for good. I know I've been long. I'd like to tell you I apologize, but I don't. I will tell you that I hope you listened. Because we are in the winds of change. This church will accomplish exactly what it was intended to accomplish by the guy who put it in existence. And if you and I aren't part of the program, if we fight the programs, if we don't do these things to be successful in that kingdom, judgment's beginning. He'll root us out. We won't be there. We'll go find some other place, some other way. You could do it your way, but you can't do it your way here. And it's my job to make sure you don't. And it's your job to make sure I don't. And it's all of our jobs to make sure each other don't do it our way. There's only one way to do it. There's only one way to be successful. And it's by doing it in His plan, in His way, for His reasons. God help us. I hope you take it seriously. If you don't know where you belong, I hope you had some kind of idea today that every last one of you has a part in His plan. Thank you for your time.
Joe, let's use number 295.
I'd just like to ask you Brian, and Don. Brian's blood sugar is staying too high, and Don has the shingles, so he's in a lot of pain.
Everybody hear that? Need to keep Brian and Don in our prayers. Don has the shingles and Brian's blood sugar.
Father in heaven, as we come to the close of this service, we're truly thankful for the words that we have heard, asking that they would remain upon our hearts and our minds, that they would change our lives, that would cause that we would have a renewed determination to do that which is right and proper before Thee. I pray for those whose names have been mentioned this day. I pray for our brothers Don and Brian as they travel in Africa, that You'd be with them physically. I pray for Jim and for Wanda and for Sam. I ask that Your blessing would rest upon them, Father, that their needs would be taken care of. As we go our separate ways, I pray Thy Spirit to go with us, to keep us safe from harm and danger, that You would keep us in the right path before Thee always. These things I'd ask in the name of Christ. Amen.